Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. Today, I'm not your host. I'm just the Roz in the background, although I'm sort of hosting because I'm so excited that we are kicking off Mixing It with Nikki Chris. Nikki Chris is a female singer-songwriter based in Raleigh, North Carolina. Her music has captured an international audience since the soul stylings of her debut album, Come Alive, in 2013. The American flavor of her follow-up EP, Big Dream, in 2014, to the launch of several electronic-influenced singles leading up to her latest album, Heartbeat, in 2019. Nikki's songs have been featured in award-winning movies, TV shows, and on radio stations worldwide, and she has been on the official ballot for the Grammy Awards for the past 7 years in numerous categories, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Rock Song, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Rock Performance. Nikki's unique and powerful diva-style voice has been compared to artists like Pink and Adele, as well as top female rockers of the past like Pat Benatar and Stevie Nicks, while her songwriting takes a decidedly modern turn, making her a singer-songwriter on the rise and one to watch. She has now been named the new governor of the Indie Collaborative North Carolina Intercoastal Chapter. I can't even believe all of the stuff that she is doing. And I am so thrilled that she is here sharing with us on her debut show of Mixing It with Nikki Chris. So, Nikki, with all that being said, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so, so very much. I'm so excited to be here and so excited to be kicking off this show.
Oh, so thrilled to have you here and kicking off this show. I really am. So I've read so much of your background, but share a little bit more about you.
So, singer-songwriter based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I like to call myself a little bit of a mutt because I've lived in multiple locations. I'm originally from Yankee area, I guess you would say, upstate New York, New Jersey area, but I've been a Southern gal for several years now, so I guess Raleigh is home. When I'm not doing music, so which is not too often, I'm also a mom, so I have two teenage boys, husband, all the fun stuff that comes with that, and then, you know, doing the music side of things as much as I possibly can. So I'm usually pretty busy 7 by 24. And now the show, which I've carved out time to make sure that I can do this as well, and I'm really excited about it.
I'm thrilled to have you. I had the opportunity way back when you first launched. I was doing something with Big Blend Radio, and you had your song on there. I was one of the guests. V. David Bowers was there as their co-host at the time. And I was so blown away by your style and your depth. There is something so cool about the way you sing and the passion behind it. It really is. And I have to ask you, who are the biggest musical influences for you?
Well, you actually mentioned a couple of them when you were reading my bio. Pat Benatar actually is my ultimate idol. She's always been somebody that I looked up to and aspired to growing up. Stevie Nicks, you know, a big Fleetwood Mac fan. I also, you know, when I was growing up, I grew up in the 80s, 90s, and I got sucked into, you know, Michael Jackson, Madonna, all of those eclectic, iconic artists. But I also am hugely, hugely influenced by various rock bands, one in particular, Linkin Park. has been a big influence on a lot of my music, and losing the lead singer was a huge gut-wrenching blow to me because I always looked forward to their next album to see what they were going to do. I also enjoy and get a lot of inspiration from 30 Seconds to Mars. They are another group that I'm very heavily influenced by. But I like to listen to all different types of music. I listen to various genres, lyrics, how people are actually putting their songs together. I'm kind of a nerd in that regard where I'll pick apart a song and just see how people are doing things to improve my own songwriting. But those would be my biggest influences, at least as of late.
You know, it's so funny. I think back to Pat Benatar, and so many people don't know that she was classically trained.
She was classically trained, yes.
Yeah, and Queen. Most people don't realize the classical training that they had, and it, to me, what put such depth in their music, especially Benatar. I mean, she just always, for me, she was my wow. When I would hear her sing, I would literally just stop what I was doing to listen. I totally appreciate and can hear how she would be such an influence on you, because you kind of morph me to her every once in a while.
Oh, wow, that's a huge compliment.
I'm going to say that. I mean that in highest regard, to say that that's the power behind your voice, the depth of the talent that you have as you sing. So for you, what inspires you to write?
I get inspired by various things. Sometimes it's just something silly, whether it be songwriting competition between me and someone else. I've actually done that quite a few times with my producer. We'll pick a topic and tag each other and say, whoever gets something done first, that's what we'll record. But I also use various different things, movies, books. I happen to be reading something that might inspire. But current events is probably the biggest thing the past couple of years that has inspired me to write, several songs. You know, I always look at what's going on in the world today or what's going on around us. And if there's something that I feel very strongly about, then a song comes out of it. And I have been greatly influenced by the U.S. political climate and a lot of the, I'll say, challenges and even atrocities that have been going on the past couple of years. So several songs came out of that landscape.
We're going to hear one of them.
Yes, we are going to hear one of them. So I'll actually tee it off. So we're going to hear Rise. And Rise is kind of ironic, but not ironic. It was originally written as a response to the Kavanaugh hearings and encouraging people to get out and vote in the 2018 election. Very much teeing off of the female empowerment, Me Too type of movement of, you know, what was going on in the country and a lot of the challenges that were being brought up by those hearings and also in what was going on in the entertainment industry. So that was spawned out of those types of topics at that time. What's interesting is 2 years later, it's still extremely prevalent, and I'm actually now continuing to push the song, but tweaked it to more of like the video that I did. I redid it and put in more focus on the political aspect and political climate of what's going on today and the inequalities of our country, and pushing again people to vote and use their voices and encourage individuals to band together and speak up and out.
Well, let's take a listen, because I'm right there with you. So this is Rise by Nikki Chris.
I'm done keeping things all to myself. I'm ready to speak up. It starts with me, and it starts now. No longer alone, voice I'm a warrior, I've got nerves of steel. I'm done walking through your minefield. It starts with me, and it starts.
Yes. So much to say, so little time.
Now, the wonderful thing, we have the time. And the time is now. This is the time. It is the time, especially for women.
It is.
To speak up, to use our voices, to stop what is going on. And we will do it with our voice to vote.
We have to, and we have to band together to do it, right? I mean, the tagline that I like to use in Rise, and I've also used it previously with Captain America, is one voice may not be heard, but millions together cannot be silenced. And if you use that from a philosophy perspective, you know, you have the one lone individual, but together we are stronger, and that's what we need to build off of.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break. Say thank you to our sponsors, and we will be back in just a moment with Mixing It with Nikki Chris here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we are back with Mixing It with Nikki Chris here on Word of Mom Radio. So, Nikki, I have to ask, how has COVID-19 impacted your music career?
It's actually had a significant impact, primarily in the performance aspect. I was just getting ready to kick off some shows with some of the local bands here in Raleigh. I was working with one band in particular who I actually recorded some vocals on their last album, and we had started talking about doing more shows and more performances and things like that. So that's probably been the biggest impact, because I was just, you know, had a couple things scheduled. They've been postponed indefinitely. Even I have a tentative engagement in October that I'm still not even sure is going to happen. So from that perspective, COVID has been challenging. However, on the opposite side of things, from a recording perspective, collaboration perspective, writing perspective, it has been absolutely on a runaway train for me. Particularly, I've been lucky enough that I have a home studio and I can record at home almost as well as being in the studio. So collaborating with other individuals, even across the pond or globally, is actually very easy for me. And that's what I've been doing. A group of got together and we released an album and it's charted on Billboard. So, you know, from that perspective, it's like, yay, you know, one side is very negative, but on the other side, it's been extremely positive. And I'm glad that I took the time ahead of all of this to at least set up some type of recording capabilities at home, because otherwise I would not have been able to do some of the things that I've been working on the past couple of months. So that's been very, very, very good.
Well, what a perfect lead-in to share Is This Love?
Yes.
And how your collaborative efforts have grown. So lead us into this song and share it with us.
So this is the premiere of Is This Love? It is actually a collaborative effort between Kit Wakely, who is a instrumentalist, myself, and my producer, Kevin McNulty. We brought Kevin in as well to do some of the stuff. But Kit and I have been playing around with this song for quite some time, and he wrote the piano part. It's actually a song on one of his prior albums called St. Christopher's Journey is the original song, but I took that and wrote a top line on it and finally got it all recorded and built out. And we brought Kevin in, who also added to the impact of the song by adding in some additional pieces. And now we are releasing it together. And it's great, because this is exactly what I was hoping for. I've written songs by myself. I've written songs with Kevin, but now I'm actually expanding out and doing more with other people. So again, you know, COVID, it's great, because the only thing you can do is talk to people and collaborate, because we can't get face-to-face. So it's been really great, and hopefully everybody likes it. It's kind of my, I guess you could say, my version of maybe, you know, Adele's Hello, but it's not that, right? Because nobody can compare it to Adele, but hopefully I've come close.
Well, let's just take a moment and enjoy Is This Love?
Erase the dust, the smile.
again, another wow.
Thank you.
Just, you know, it's amazing the different pivots and things that have gone on during all of this. And all of the amazing women that I have the opportunity to share here on Word of Mom Radio and the pivots that have gone on in their careers and how they've turned all of this into a positive. So I have to ask you, with everything going on, what's making you want to do this radio show? What's making you want to bring Mixing It with Nikki Chris to the air?
I want to give back. I want to help elevate and provide an avenue for independent women in the music and entertainment industry to give them a platform and a voice to talk about their talent, whether, you know, they are a singer-songwriter like me, or maybe they play an instrument, but also bring awareness to various different types of genres, various different types of potential things that, you know, educational opportunities. This is one of the things as an independent artist, I think that we struggle with knowing who we can turn to or knowing, you know, where to go next. Maybe we don't have knowledge in what we're supposed to be doing with social media or potential groups that we could join. So I was hoping to provide some insight and opportunity by speaking with various individuals to spread some knowledge, but also show that as women, we should be helping each other, building bridges, not walls, right? Because we all know that women can sometimes get very catty and very competitive with each other. I wanted to bring forward a show where it was all collaborative. I want to share with you the information that I've gained because it can help you. I view women, my peers, as one win for you is a win for me too, because it's very hard, at least in the music and entertainment industry, to be seen, to be heard as an independent. You know, you get labeled. So I wanted to provide an avenue to maybe help further that career along.
I love that because I say it all the time, that so often women fall into that high school mentality of, I can't help you, you're going to steal my boyfriend. Or what if they like you more than they like me? And we need to realize, you said it before, that, you know, one voice may not be heard, but, you know, millions can't be silenced. I say it all the time. You can be a solo artist, but when you sing as a choir, that's where you find the depth. That's where you find all of the nuances and all of these different talents. So I applaud you because as women, we should be building each other up. And it's true. When you win, I win. And when I win, you win. Because it's a we. We get to do this together. And it's exciting. I'm thrilled. I really am. I am absolutely thrilled because I love Music Mondays. I love being able to share wonderful artists. And I am so excited to be your Roz in the background and get to produce your shows and let you have this platform and you have this voice. And, you know, we've done it before. We have guest hosts all the time. I'm thrilled to be bringing this as a regular show that will be once a month, every second Tuesday of the month on Mondays. And hopefully, as more and more women want to join the platforms here, add more shows by all means, you know, because there are so many people out there and it's a wonderful platform to have. So, what kind of advice, what do you want to share with other indie women in the music business?
Well, I touched on it a little bit in, you know, talking about why I wanted to do the show, and I want to share and give them advice on how to expand their career. Whether it's even like a little tidbit of, hey, I use this tool, it's free, and you can set up your social media posts by doing X, Y, and, you know, I mean, just giving, being able to provide advice and potentially something that they may not have been aware of and be able to further their career. But I also want them to realize, like I had mentioned, we're here together. We're here to help each other. One of the things that I've been looking into and the tagline for the show is Sisters in Music, Together We Are Stronger, Building Bridges, Not Walls. And I really want to live by that. My show is your show. I want you to come on and be collaborative with me on the show and let us have a conversation, whether it be over coffee, hot chocolate, maybe a martini if you're in my case, and just enjoy each other's company and be there as sisters, a family, because that's what I think that we should be doing. Again, it's that high school mentality, and I've seen it. I've even seen it as recently, I'll be honest with you, I've seen it, I felt it as recently as this past weekend at an awards show that I was at. And it's detrimental, in my opinion, to the industry and to the business when we get very petty and jealous of each other. It's more positive and broadens the horizons for all if we're open and truly happy for somebody to win an award rather than being upset that, well, they got more awards than I did. You know, I mean, I look at it and I just don't have time for that. And nobody does, right? Wouldn't you rather spend your energy just being so happy and so excited for that person? And again, a win for us is a win for everyone. So that's my advice. And hopefully as we expand out the show, we will encourage everyone to be more positive and embrace each other.
So what is next on the horizon for you, Nikki?
Well, for starters, Is This Love comes out in October. And then I'm actually working on another song. Have no idea what it's called yet. I haven't heard the music yet, so I'm not quite sure what direction that's going to be going in. I am currently also building out and looking at various potential nonprofit or charity type organizations, or, you know, even building out my own to do a little bit more around the giving back, so to speak. I've been very inspired by Kit, who's the co-writer on Is This Love. He is very much a pay it forward individual. So he's inspired me to move more towards that type of philosophy. And then we'll be looking at doing potentially a collaboration album in 2021. So I'm busy.
How exciting.
And the show, yes. And the show, obviously.
So awesome. I love it. Nikki, I am so excited, as I said, about you joining our lineup, you introducing us to some of the amazing indie women out there that are looking for a voice and looking for a platform. And I've never been more excited to have our show syndicated into Spotify and iHeartRadio and all of these other podcast nations where people's music is heard. So it's exciting because it gives people the opportunity to know more about the artist than just their music.
Yes.
Because there's so much that goes into what you do as a performer, what you do as an artist and a writer and a singer, and people need to know. People need that backstory. It makes it that much more rich when you hear someone's music, when you know what they've gone through to make that music happen. So I really am. I'm thrilled to have you here. All of your links are live on our show page, but let everybody know where they're going to be able to find you, Nikki.
The best place is, everything is tagged off my website, so nikkichris.com. It's nickichris.com. You can find me on Twitter at nikkichris, Instagram at nikkichris, Facebook is nikkichris music, and of course I'm on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, all the streaming sites.
And all the links are there. I cannot wait for your next show next month.
And yes.
I am so thrilled to have you here now. So for all of you tuning in, thank you for being with us. I don't know if you know Smith Sisters Bluegrass, but they have created our theme song. So we're going to close out the show with that. And until next time, on behalf of Nikki Chris and everyone else here at Word of Mom Radio, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is